Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. I've been working with the lymphatic system for over 25 years, and even though it's important for everyone to understand how to maintain their lymphatic system to have more control over their life and health, those who have edema, especially been diagnosed with lymphedema, understanding how to maintain your lymphatic system can be life-changing. And even though you do become the expert, you try and learn what you can, there is much more to learn to, again, maintain this system that is really an emerging science. Understanding the lymph system can help you have more control over your health. On today's show, I'm discussing how to help lymphedema by reducing fibrosis. Fibrosis occurs as protein-rich fluid builds in the affected tissues. Fibrin can build and further limit circulation. If not managed properly, the limb can become inflamed and lead to a dangerous skin infection called cellulitis. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department in 1991, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. I use craniosacral therapy by Dr. John Upledger, visceral manipulation, which is the manipulation of your organs, by Dr. Burrell, and really what moved me the most, because every system is maintained by the lymphatic system, is lymph drainage therapy by Dr. Chickley. And again, the lymphatic system maintains every system, so it's something we all need to understand how to take care of a little bit. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, was published in 2006, and my on-demand virtual course, which is available now, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health, and it's things that we need to do on a daily basis. It's not about being perfect. It's really about learning how to clean up. Understanding this myth science, I develop body work called Lymph Practic. Over a few sessions, I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and natural detoxification, and you feel better. A Lymph Practic session will make you feel more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. It's really about reducing inflammation and the buildup of cellular waste. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. I understand science of the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system that everyone needs to know to have a healthy and happy life. So if you're dealing with swelling or edema and have been diagnosed with lymphedema, you need to understand how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system to reduce cellular waste and especially fibrin in the body. The lymph system is a tiny network of vessels and nodes that help to maintain your skin, your muscles, your bones, your blood vessels, nerves, and brain. When the lymph system is unable to function properly, cellular waste and fibrin can build in any part of the body, limiting circulation and the lymph system's ability to clean the tissues. This is when you start to see the edema or swelling. If left unchecked or unmanaged, it could become lymphedema. So what is lymphedema? You know, I'm not going to go into the different types. This is really today more about how you can deal with fibrosis and the buildup of cellular waste to avoid having problems like cellulitis. Lymphedema is a condition of localized fluid retention and tissue swelling caused by a compromised lymphatic system. The limb can swell to many times the size, and it can be controlled with complete decongestive therapy and wrapping. It all can help. It's a lot of effort. If you have mild to moderate swelling, I believe by following, again, my protocol and just my idea of using supplements and self-lymphatic drainage, that you can gain much more control and possibly not have to wrap as much. So it doesn't matter how the lymphedema developed. There can be many reasons, from parasitic infections, trauma, cancer, or surgery. And I've actually seen a lot of clients who came to me and would just say, you know, just as a kid or as a teen, I started seeing occasional swelling. It would swell in and go away. And then as I got older, it just stopped going away and it started getting worse and worse. And so if we understand how to maintain this in the earlier stages, we can really control it much better. So today I'm concentrating on reducing the buildup of fibrin, often seen in lymphedema called fibrosis, and there are many diseases that can affect the lungs, that can affect the kidneys, wherever the lymphatic system can't clean the cellular waste and fibrin, then we can get fibrosis. And fibrosis is the formation of excess fibrous connective tissue in an organ or any tissue, really. And it actually looks like yarn. If you've ever seen it in a picture, it floats around the body in little pellets, and once it's called to do its work, it spreads out and becomes yarn. It actually looks like yarn. And if you can imagine being produced and overproduced, and it doesn't just go to the wound or where it's needed, it goes throughout the whole body and it can affect the whole body. But in lymphedema, it's becoming trapped in the leg, and that can create more problems. Now, I see fibrosis in my clients who are in their 80s, often their late 70s and 80s, because their legs aren't flowing as well, they're not moving as well, their legs will actually get hard, it's not so much that they swell. But I'm also seeing it in younger people, you know, in their 40s and 50s who are saying their legs are getting hard. So we really all have to be concerned about fibrosis. It's really a serious problem, especially if we have lymphedema. So with lymphedema, we want to avoid recurring infections, and that's from the buildup of protein-rich fluid and fibrin, which can lead to fibrosis. Fibrosis, again, is something that can limit circulation and create an environment that's going to irritate the tissues. When you have an infection in a limb with lymphedema, it can develop into a dangerous skin infection called cellulitis. If you've had this, you know this is pretty serious. Sometimes you have to be hospitalized. Cellulitis is a bacterial infection involving the inner layers of the skin. It can become life-threatening and needs medical care and antibiotics. So if you have lymphedema and you really have a little bit of redness and it's hot and inflamed, you don't want to fool around. You want to take steps to first get that checked out by a physician to make sure you don't have an infection, because it can become life-threatening. So being aware of that and taking some steps to, again, reduce the buildup of cellular waste and fibrin. But once you have an infection, you have to address the infection first. So the goal with lymphedema is to really gain control over detoxification of fibrin and cellular waste to help improve lymph flow and circulation in the affected limb or limbs. So to help lymphedema, you must understand pH. And I'm not going to go into pH a lot. I've done that in other of my podcasts. And if you go just search pH in the blogs, you'll find something on it. And it's important because if you're acidic, and most probably your leg or your limb is really acidic, but the rest of your body, if it's acidic, then it's going to limit lymph flow too. So making sure you check your saliva and urine pH is really critical, because when your pH is imbalanced or slightly alkaline, your tissues relax and they give up waste more easily. So the goal is to make your affected limb more alkaline. And we do that by making our, you know, our body more alkaline, so the blood is more alkaline. So be sure to check your saliva and urine pH. Today, I'm discussing how to directly help reduce cellular waste and fibrin to help lymphedema. And that's what we need to understand, how to directly do things, and that's what I specialize in. Before I tell you how to help lymphedema, let me tell you how I can help clients get their life back in Scottsdale, Arizona. I use work I develop called Lymphpractic. It is life-changing. I see clients with all different things, not just swelling and edema, and it changes their life. Over a few sessions, I reduce inflammation. They learn about my how to change their diet, take a few supplements, and they really gain much more control over their health. And they feel better from the first session. I just had a client who saw me three times. She has neuropathy in her legs, and people say neuropathy is in her toes. She can't feel them. It's not reversible. Well, in the early stages, it is. Her third session, she's already having feeling back in her toes. So this is every tissue. It has to do with every disease. We have to change the cellular environment. And lymphedema is the exact same thing. So if you live in Arizona, you can see me. If you need some coaching, contact me. But the best way to learn how to maintain your lymphatic system, and especially in my routine, the Ospinsky method of self-lymphatic drainage, it's an 8-minute routine where you drain your whole body, is to take my course. It's a 7 lessons, 30 easy activities. By the end of 2 weeks, and you have it forever, you're going to learn how to, again, maintain your lymphatic system. And most of you know how to do it. somewhat, but, you know, we can always learn how to do it a little bit better, and that's what you'll see in my videos. So check that out at my website, healthylymphsystem.com. So how do you directly reduce cellular waste and fibrin and lymphedema? There are many tinctures, herbs like butcher's broom, and essential oils that can help edema. Today I'm discussing how to manually drain your lymphatics and specific enzymes which directly help reduce cellular waste and fibrin. You know, when you learn how to drain your own lymphatic system, you're putting the power in your hands. Meaning, you know, last week I drained myself a couple of days in a row, twice a day, and I did a very good routine. I followed my own video, and I'll tell you, I saw stuff pop out of my body, stuff that was, you know, 15 years old from old injuries. So draining and draining specifically can make a big difference in how you feel. So systemic enzymes are really key, right? We want to be able to drain our lymphatic system, but we have to have systemic enzymes in our system because at the age of 29, they tend to start to break down, and we don't have as many in our body. So you've heard of bromelain we often hear about, but we want to take really stronger systemic enzymes like pancreatin, chymotrypsin, and especially nattokinase. Nattokinase is specific to reducing fibrin in the body. So if you have lymphedema and you're not taking any enzymes, they really are key. And if you're taking one enzyme like pancreatin or chymotrypsin, you want to buddy it up with nattokinase, and it'll work much better. So receiving lymphatic drainage sessions or learning to do self-lymphatic drainage directly helps to improve lymph flow and detoxification. So learning self-lymphatic drainage, which you can do on my website and in my course, and it really is affordable, can help you have more control over your edema. And when you put together the idea of taking supplements like enzymes that are going to directly go in and reduce cellular waste that's all around your cells and limiting lymph flow and circulation, and you tie in diet and doing self-lymphatic drainage, it really becomes a home run. It really becomes much more powerful in its ability to help edema. Just make sure that, of course, your heart is in good shape because, again, when we have any type of edema in our body, the lymph system has to pick that up and bring it where? Right up into your veins in your neck and right into your heart again. So we have to make sure that the heart can handle it. So make sure that before you go for lymphatic drainage that you can handle a flight of steps, maybe 15 steps, and you can probably handle it. And even if you're doing self-lymphatic drainage, if you're in a critical state and you really have a severe stage of lymphedema, then you want to change your diet a little bit. Start taking some enzymes. Do it slowly. We don't want to overwhelm the body because when we start to clean up, we're actually going to make the body more toxic, and that can bring on a problem like cellulitis. So we don't want to do that. Make sure you prepare. That is really the most important thing. We don't want to go into a detoxification and that can actually overwhelm the body. So, you know, that's really important. If you use a pump, you must learn how to move lymph to the functioning lymphatics, meaning if it's your arm, you want to make sure you can move it up through the axial nodes, up into the neck, and if it's the legs, you have to move it all the way through the inguinal nodes, the abdominal nodes, up through the chest. To, you know, make it more effective. The goal is to help the body balance its pH and activate the lymphatic system manually with your own two hands or by seeing a therapist. And most importantly today, you learn about systemic enzymes. Systemic enzymes go in, break down cellular waste in the body. They make thousands of chemical reactions work better. And again, if you have lymphedema, you must be taking some type of systemic enzyme unless you are already on a blood thinner. If you are on a blood thinner, then you should not be taking an enzyme. That is key because it's already thinning your blood and the enzymes will thin your blood more. If you need an acid alkaline food chart to see what food you're eating, check out my homepage, healthylymphsystem.com. On next Thursday's show, I'll be explaining how to help hydrocephalus and by improving the lymph-brain connection. And this is in children and adults. Many adults are getting, as they get older, normal pressure hydrocephalus. I'm dealing with this in my family now. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. If I can help you understand how to help how you feel and think and help your lymphedema, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life. Please tell others about our website. Have a great day.